Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or wealth, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory.
I can't complain, no, I can't complain, Mama's taking it easy, Papa's gone on to paradise. Smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay. In the presence of His grace. Oh, yeah. In the presence of His grace. In the presence of His grace. Oh, in the presence of His grace. Yeah. In the presence of His grace.
Father God, I just want to thank You for this ministry and vision, and I pray Your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of His gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God again. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection, because a family that prays together stays together. Amen. Praise God. Dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And right now, we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. To God be the glory.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. Times in your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you make it through. You try and you try so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Heavenly Father, it's Thursday. You woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely to another week. My family is healthy. My bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. And it's entitled, He Will. Praise God. And the scripture for this message is coming from Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And it says, all things are possible to him who believes. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. There are things you will bring to the Lord that you will wonder if he really wants to help you with. You know he can do anything, but you're not certain he's really willing to alleviate your burden. This was the case when a father brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus. He wanted to see his son restored, and he knew Christ had the power to do it. He said in Mark 9:22 in the New King James Version, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said he was willing. So the Father said in verse 24, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Perhaps you understand this Father's honest exclamation. He humbly admitted that while he believed in Jesus' ability, there were still some concerns interfering with his faith. The same may be true for you. You trust Jesus, but your fears and doubts about yourself gets in the way. Realize that Jesus doesn't expect you to be perfect, but honest with him about your fluctuating faith. But always remember that his power doesn't ebb and flow along with your confidence in him. Regardless of how you feel, God is always in control. He is trustworthy, even when your ability to trust wavers. Therefore, set your heart to believe him. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for always being able and willing to help us. We believe. Help our unbelief. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Until the next level, our God is always in control. No matter what you're going through, he's taking you.
Come on and bring kinds of bread. Come on, kick out them shoes.
Which means kinsman redeemer. Goel, it is because of your loving kindness that we have received your redemption. Your heart is full of kindness and gentleness toward your people. Your thoughts toward me honor me with a love like nothing I have ever known. You esteem me with your grace and redemption. For that, I praise you with all I am. I lift my voice to announce your goodness to all who will hear. I stand with a heart filled to the fullest, with a hope that comes from knowing you as my faithful kinsman, redeemer. You have bought me with the blood of Jesus and have led me to your holy habitation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Exodus 15 and 13. In your loving kindness, you have led the people whom you have redeemed, Goel, in your strength. You have guided them to your holy habitation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength.
Yeah!
greatly. I underestimate what you have done for me. You have surely redeemed me from the pit and set me on high in the presence of the Almighty God. Yet I dismiss you in my thoughts or fill my time with things of lesser importance. You are the great and holy God who lives in a great and holy habitation. And yet I remain in the confines of my own finite weakness. Too often when I cling to my surroundings rather than abide with you and yours, forgive my selfishness in failing to acknowledge you as Goel, my kinsman, redeemer, and everything that entails. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
pick the way to go. At the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never sing, never, or come what may, for there's a greater power. On the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may. Changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Praise be to God. I made the decision to give you my life, and there's no looking back. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening on this beautiful day?
Really? What part of the state are you in? Because it's raining here.
Ooh, baby, we're 89 degrees and the sun is shining bright. In New York City.
It is pouring down, raining here. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. But
my
sun is still shining. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is good.
I'm telling you, I took my time cruising on down, trying to get through the rain. I said, what is going on? And, you know, when it's raining, your computer going to act up. But bless God, the Holy Ghost always has a backup plan. He said,
Amen.
Make a copy and take it with you. So I took it with me. If you're going to, this is good right here. If you're going to be ready, you need to be ready, right?
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. You can't be ready and not be ready. How do you get ready? You allow God to tell you. Guess what? If I don't listen to the Spirit of God, I wouldn't have known if it's raining and the power goes out, you won't have any backup. So I listened, I made a copy and got it ready. That's how you get ready. See,
Amen.
What happens is most people don't realize getting ready is the same thing as staying in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people right now are saying, how are you going to stay in his presence? You can't be in his presence 24-7. Ooh, the devil is a liar.
Ooh,
you already in his presence 24-7. Huh? Come on now. If you're thinking, I can't be in his presence 24-7, you can. You already are. Okay?
Yes.
You may not be talking to him 24-7. You may not even be listening to him 24-7. But you are definitely in his presence 24-7.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. You do know that the God that we serve is present. That means he is everywhere all the time.
Yes, he is.
When you're sleeping, he's there. When you're woke, he's there. When you're in sin, he's there. When you're not, he's there. It doesn't matter what. Oh, my goodness. King David said, if I make my bed in hell, you there. If I come up here, you there. Where can I go that you're not there? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
He's always there.
Amen.
Right?
Thank you,
so
God.
You are always in the presence of God. I didn't say you always have to be listening because we know you're not going to always listen. I don't even always listen. There are times when he let me go. I bumped my head because I didn't listen.
All right now.
And I went, oh, my God, I knew I was supposed to go down here. Why did I come down here? Because you wanted to. That's the bottom line. Why don't you listen to God? Because you don't want to. My goodness, glory to God. Let me get into this word before I lose the rest of y'all. Precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you for your
loving kindness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all of our sins, oh God, being merciful enough to say, you know what, if you do it 3 times, if you do it 4 times, if you do it 20 times, if you do it 100 times, I will forgive you. if you want to be forgiven.
Amen.
We thank you, oh God. Thank you because you give us the opportunity to choose which way we want to go. And for that, we say thank you. You did not create robots. You created human beings with a mindset. You gave us, my goodness, you gave us the ability to think, to smell, to talk, to run, jump. You gave us the ability to make choices. Thank you, God. But you also provided for us the knowledge of the right choice and the wrong choice. But some of us have chosen not to read it. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. But we thank you, oh, God, because you're long-suffering. You're patient with us. You love us enough, oh, God, that even after we've done this, that, that, and the other, you're still by our side. Thank you, God. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for being a forgiving, merciful God. Now, Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to deliver a word to the people that they may be blessed on this evening, oh God. Some, my goodness, glory to God. Some, oh God, are going to come running saying, what must I do to be saved? And others are going to say, not right now. Well, it's okay, because God is waiting on you. Mm-hmm. You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
Yes, Lord.
And because he's long-suffering, he's going to continue to wait, because guess what? He already knows when you're going to change your mind. My goodness. Woo, thank you, God. You know what? That ought to make everybody feel good.
Yes.
Father God, that's how you bless your word tonight. Let it fall not on deaf ears, as you have said. Have your way right now on this line. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You know what? The good part is, you know, when you sit there and you go, how can, and this is my thinking, how can you not love a God that, I love you, Jesus. When he created you in your mother's womb, some people thought it was mom and dad. No.
Mm-mm.
That was God's doing. Okay? So when he created you in your mother's womb, and he said he knew you back in your mother's womb, right? So he knew everything that Catherine was going to do. He also knew when Catherine was going to come in. So if you know all of this, you know Kathy ain't going to come when she 12. Kathy ain't going to come when she 20. Kathy ain't coming when she 30, and I ain't going no higher because then y'all going to do the math. But anyhow, you already know it's going to take Kathy forever to make a decision to give her life to God. You already know all that they're going to do. You already know. And yet and still you said, I'm just going to get on this cross anyway for Kathy. I'm still going to die for Kathy. Because guess what? He died for Kathy, John, Brian, Sally, Peter. He died for all of us. But guess what? He died knowing, even after we found out that he died on that cross for us, that we would still go out there. My goodness, glory to God. We would still go out there and do the thing that he died on the cross to cleanse us from. He already knew we was going to do it. He knew we was going to fall short. But guess what? It didn't stop him from loving us.
That's right.
Not at all. Didn't stop him from loving us at all. You know what? You got friends don't even love you like that. You got family that don't even love you like that. Because you're like, oh, look, I ain't got no money. Can you lend me $10? $10 of what? I ain't got no money. I'm broke as you. Liar. You got $30 in your pocket. I'm broke as you, girl. I ain't got a dime.
No.
Oh, my goodness. But see, here's the thing. God will never, ever, 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 ever lie to us. He is a God of truth. Ooh, that's good news. Somebody ought to jump and shout because the thing is, whatever God said he's going to do, he is going to do.
Amen.
Right? Ooh, God,
ooh,
I love it.
Come on.
My goodness. Watch this now. I got to get into this word so I can hit it and quit it. And it is good. Here we go. We're going to be coming from the Gospels, y'all.
All right.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four Gospels. We are coming from Mark. So Matthew, Mark, we're coming from Mark, which is in the middle of your Bible. Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 32. Say what, Lord? Oh, Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. And it's a familiar passage. The only difference is God always throws something in there that we haven't seen before.
Amen.
Yeah. Do what now? Oh, I got to tell y'all the title of this message right now. The Holy Ghost told me to tell y'all. The title of this message is, I Got Issues. Thank you, God. I got issues. Now we're going to be coming from, oh, God, I love you. Let's go ahead and turn to Mark. Y'all know I'm stalling for a reason. Okay, Mark, verse 24 says, so Jesus went with him. And a large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman who was there who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years. This is good stuff. And y'all going, come on, she's getting ready to preach that. We already know the story. No, you don't. Because I ain't never preached this like this before. 26 says, she had worn much agony under the care of many physicians. All she had but to no avail. Okay. Instead, her condition had only grown worse. Wow. When the woman heard about Jesus, she came up through the crowd behind him and touched his yoke. Excuse me, his cloak. For she kept saying, if I only touch his garment, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she sensed in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Verse 30, at once Jesus was aware that the power had gone out from him. Turning to the crowd, he asked, who touched my garment? His disciples answered, you can see the crowd is pressing in on you, and yet you ask, who touched me? Verse 32, but he kept looking around to see who had, oh my goodness, glory to God. See who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell before him, trembling in fear, as she told him the whole truth. Don't you love it when they tell the truth?
Amen.
Yeah. She told the whole truth. And he said, daughter, your faith has healed you, or your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be free of your affliction. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. Again, the title of this message is, I Got Issues. We see here, I love the fact that, you know what, they didn't say her name. They don't tell you who she is and all that. They said the woman with the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he does not give her a name, he gives you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know her name. Why do you need to know that it was Captain? You don't need to know that. All you need to know is what he's telling you. He's telling you the most important part, the part that you need to know. Like, for instance, she suffered for 12 years. You need to know that. Okay? And you go, why do I need to know she suffered? Oh, don't be so crazy. Because a lot of us are suffering, my goodness, suffering with issues. And on the second day, we're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this ain't going away. The third day, it ain't going away. It ain't going away. Lord God, where are you? It ain't going away. It ain't going away. That's why he put in there, she suffered for 12 years. So that you understand your 12 days is nothing. Huh?
Yes.
Your 6 months of suffering is nothing. Your 8 years of suffering is nothing. It does not matter how long you got to wait on Jesus. You got to wait.
That's right.
Now, here she is. Guess what? Oh, I love you, God. Guess what? Not only did she suffer, y'all better hear me right now. Not only did she suffer for 12 years, guess what? She didn't get depressed. She didn't try to kill us. You know how I know? Because depression paralyzes you. Depression keeps you from moving forth because you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
When you're depressed, you can't really function when you're depressed.
That's right.
But
that's
if she kept going to doctors and seeking help for 12 years, she was not depressed because she was able to function. She got up to go look for help. And oh, my goodness, glory to God. She didn't get the help, she kept on going.
Amen.
You don't do that when you're depressed. Guess what you do when you're depressed? You climb in your bed and you roll up in a ball. I don't even want to get out of bed today. I don't want to know what's going on. Don't even call me. 12 years she kept getting up, going to another doctor. Now she got to the point where she dug in every single piggy bank in her house. Because she got no more money left.
That's
she
right.
used it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. It says that after she used it all, she kept going to these doctors, spent all she had, and it still didn't work. In fact, her condition got worse. You know what? When I was reading that, and I said, she went to all these doctors to no avail, so she didn't get the help she was seeking. She did not get healed, right? And it says, in fact, she got worse. And I was sitting there thinking, that's because this kind come up by fasting and praying. This kind come up by fasting and praying. And guess what? If you are fasting and praying, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. Y'all got to hear me today. If you are fasting and praying, guess what you're doing? You're getting in the presence of God.
Amen.
That's what that is saying.
That's
okay?
Right.
So in order for you to get the healing, the help that you need, okay, yeah, you can go to a psychiatrist. Yeah, you can go to the doctor. Yeah, you can go here. And those things are good. Don't get me wrong. A lot of times you do get what you need when you go to those places. But there are times when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that kept going to the doctor, and the doctor kept changing their medicine and changing their medicine and changing their medicine because he was trying to figure out what exactly is causing what is happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep going to the doctor and the only thing he can do for me is change my medicine, I don't need a second opinion. I need Jesus. Come on now. Yeah, because even if I go to a second opinion, he gonna give me a whole different kind of medicine. Now I'm really messed up because I don't know which medicine is gonna work, and they all got after effects. So you're like, okay, what am I going to do? Go to Jesus. That's what she did, right? Because she could go on to the doctor. She's out of money now. Sometimes you're looking for help when you need to be looking for God. Come on now. Yeah, you need to be looking for God. That's your answer. Huh? And not only was she sick for 12 years, that ought to make some of y'all feel good. Because you ought to be saying, well, shoot, I only been waiting on her for a year and a half. I only been waiting on her for, because guess what? She's not the only one in the Bible that had to wait until God decided he was going to heal her. You know how I know he decided when? Because every step that Jesus took was already mapped.
All right. Every step.
So it was mapped out when he was going to go in her path. Yeah. And so when he went in her path, that's when she said, thank you, Holy Ghost. Guess what? She heard that Jesus was a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? I told y'all, he only put the information in that you need. Number one, he lets us know that she suffered for 12 years. So stop complaining about your 2 little years that you got to wait on God. Okay? There's other people that's been waiting longer, and they still waiting, and they don't care. They're saying, I will not leave until you bless me. And so he gave us that bit of information. Then he says, my goodness, glory to God. It says, when she heard about him, and that is important. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord.
Amen.
So if you never hear the word of the Lord, you don't even have the faith to believe, number one, that he exists.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, can heal you. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yep.
I told y'all, when you read these messages, if you read them without the Holy Ghost, then the teacher is not present to teach you what you need to know. You don't need to know her name. You need to know how long she suffered. So you
That's
can look
right.
at your own self and in your suffering, saying, you know what, all I got to do is hold on because he's going to come. He said he's going to come, so he's going to come. Doesn't matter how long he takes, he's coming. Number two, that you know that she heard about Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot hear about Jesus if you never go to church or you never sit under someone that's preaching and teaching the word of God. Come on now. God done made it where you don't have to go to church. You can get on the internet. You can get on the telephone. You can watch TV. You have no excuse for not hearing the word of the Lord. My goodness, glory to God. You have no excuse for not hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try to make up some excuses for not doing, but you have no excuse for not hearing. Because in every avenue down here on earth, God has made a way for us to hear the word of God. My goodness, God.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two important things you need to know. She suffered how long? Why? Because however long you've been in your situation, hold on. Huh? Joy is coming. Don't you worry. God's going to turn that thing around. And so... I told you, the other thing is that he lets us know she went to every doctor she could afford, and they couldn't, my goodness, God, I love it. They could not help her. That's the third thing he's letting us know. He's letting us know because we need to know. In the military, they got this thing that says only on a need-to-know basis. So everything that God put in here, we need to know. Okay?
Amen.
You know why you need to know that she went to every doctor she could think of with the money she had? Because there are times when you're going to the doctor, and I just told y'all, he keeps switching your medicine, and those are the times when God said, you're going to the doctor when you really need to come to me. right? And I'm not saying that does not happen all the time. There are times, many a times, when you go to the doctor, you get your healing. You get what you need. You get your medicine. But then there are times when God is trying to get your attention, and he will not let that medicine do what that medicine is capable of doing. Why? Because you know what he's saying at that time? He's saying, Kathy, that's enough. Now, I ain't going to let you get healed until you realize that I'm speaking to you, telling you enough is enough. It's time for you to come on in. Come on now. I don't say that that's always the way that God comes to us, but there are times when there are, okay, that he has come to us. He's not letting us get healed, and those are the times when he's looking for you to get down low. I told her everything in here, he put it in there for a reason. Guess what she did? She didn't have to get all the way down and creep up on him and touch the hem of his garment. You know the hem is down low. See, I said if he put details in there, it's because we need to know. The hem is down low.
Yeah.
Okay? So that means she got down low. What happens when you get down low? You get in a worship position because you are bowing down to God.
Yes.
She bowed down so he could lift her up.
Praise be to God.
And guess what? Pastor Kathy, crazy. Y'all know I'm crazy. Because I was in a church one day, and I think I told y'all before, that anointing was so heavy in it. I mean, the cloud of glory was in it. I'm talking old school anointing. I ain't talking about this new age anointing where everybody's jumping and shout, ooh, the glory of God in here. Ain't seen no glory and no God is in there. And you said, but I thought you said God is everywhere. Yes, he is. But when I say he's not in there, I'm talking about his anointing is not moving in there. These are just people jumping and shouting, ooh, hallelujah, God is in here. God is in here. The move of God ain't in there yet. He's looking at us going, who told them I'm doing all this? This is just them. When I come in, they will know that I'm there for sure. I ain't there yet. So I'm not talking about this new age anointing. I'm talking about the real ordeal.
Okay.
I'm talking about when a person gets out of their car and they hear a sound and they come, oh, my goodness, look what's going on in there. And they get to the doors and they open the doors. Oh, my goodness. Because the glory of God just knocks them out. And they know what's going on. I'm telling you, you ain't been in those kind of services. Keep living. You will. Yes, you will. You're going to experience something like that. And so the anointing was so heavy in there. I said, who? Now, you understand that God uses people to do what he's doing, right? He's using their hands. He's using their mouth to speak to you for himself, to touch you for himself. So with that being said, I ran in there. I said, oh, God. So what did I do? I got down low because everybody was jumping and shouting. I got down low. I went up on that pastor, and I touched the hem of his garment. And everybody was jumping, shouting, and everything. And then when everything got settled down, he got off on that forfeit. He said, y'all missed it. And everybody was like, oh, the glory of God. He said, yeah, but you missed something. And they're like, what we missed? He said, did y'all see Minister Washington get down low and come up here and touch my garment? And everybody turned and looked at me like, what was she doing? But then there was others that started smiling because they knew what I was doing. If the glory of God is in here, and I run and touch the hem of the shepherd's garment, then what I'm saying is he is just what do you call that when you use something to really demonstrate what you're trying to do? It's not him that I'm touching. I am touching the shepherd, not this shepherd, the shepherd. Because in this shepherd, there is no power. But because I needed to show that I was touching him, he's gone. That's what I did. And I creeped on out of there, and there was a couple of elders in there, and they was looking at me going, look at Kathy. Kathy know exactly what to do, when to do it. I went on about my business. Why? Because I ain't had to say nothing to nobody. I got what I came for. I just wanted a touch.
Yes.
You ever been in that place when you just need a touch?
Ooh.
Huh?
Yes.
I just want to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Kirk Franklin said it. He said it so wonderful. Let me touch you and see if you are real. Even though I know my heart your hand can heal. But if I can touch the hem of your garment, the power I know you can heal. Jesus, let me touch you and see if you are real. Come on now. Sometimes you just need a touch. Just a touch. I needed a touch. I scooted in there with all that anointing, and I touched the hem of his garment. I told you, look what he's saying in here. In the details, he's giving us what we need. What do we need? Everything in his word is nutrients to keep us alive.
Amen. Amen.
If he is the bread of life, come on now.
Yes.
Then you understand that he's giving us what we need. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. To sustain us in life.
Amen.
God, I love you.
Yeah.
Woo! So now, here we go. So I got to bring it in for a close now. Watch this. So she realized she touched the hem of his garment, and guess what? She realized she didn't need nobody to tell her. She realized that she was healed.
Yes.
You know, it's a sad thing when God does what you've asked. Oh, my goodness. It's a sad thing when God's done what you've asked him to do and you don't realize he's done it.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh,
yes,
I told y'all, everything in here, he's given us what we need. What we need, my goodness, what we need to gain understanding. I told you, you can't progress until you understand what is going on. Yeah. Yeah, that's why he says, in all thy getting, get understanding.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I can't transform you if you don't understand. Huh? The devil wants you to be ignorant without understanding. Because guess what? Then he paralyzes you. You can't move forward. Oh, you're moving. You're just not moving forward. Because if you're moving forward, you're accomplishing things along the way. But if you're just moving, you're not accomplishing anything. You're still in the same place you was last year. Ooh, 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 don't hurt us, Lord. Ooh, watch out now. Here we go. So with that, she sensed that she was healed. And Jesus also sensed something. He said, hey, everybody be still. Who touched me? Wait a minute, everybody's touching you. This is the thing that you got to see this right here. Jesus has done many miracles, right? He's healed. He's raising the dead. He's done all this, change of water. He's done all these miracles, right? He didn't look at the disciples or anybody and go, oh, I feel virtue has left me. He done been performing miracles. Right? He didn't say that. He didn't say nothing about virtues gone. I felt power leave me. No. Guess what? Two things happened to this woman today. One, she got healed of her issue of blood. Then, two, she got healed of her issues. What are you saying, Pastor Kathy? What are you saying? Okay. In order for him to feel power going out of him, you do understand, my goodness, glory to God, let me take y'all to the Old Testament. When the priest went in there to make an atonement for our sin, whenever something touched him that was unclean, he knew it because a change occurred, right?
Yes.
Here's
right.
Jesus. Number one, not just because she needed healing, she needed to be made whole.
Mm-mm.
You are, oh my goodness, watch out now, here we go. You are not whole when you still in sin. You think you whole, but you not. Huh? You're not whole because you are broken. You broken because you in sin. So you're not whole. So guess what? Even if he would have healed her, if he would have just healed her, there would have been no reason for him to say, your faith has made you whole.
Right.
Because you felt, not even knowing me, whatever you needed when you touched me, you could get it. You got it. Okay, y'all don't get it? Watch this. Solomon said, he says, okay, these are your people you put me in charge of. He said, the only thing I can do is pray for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to show me how to lead your people. They're not mine. They're your people. I need you to show me how to take care of them. I need you to give me your wisdom. You know what Jesus said? Because you didn't ask for money, because you didn't ask for a house, you didn't ask
That's
for a
right.
car, you didn't
That's
ask
right.
for, you asked for the wisdom of God. I'm going to give you all the things you didn't ask for.
Ask for, that's right.
And guess what? The lady didn't, for her sins to be, ooh, wow, my goodness.
Come on,
she didn't
come
ask
on.
For her sins to be forgiven. But she was made whole.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Come
you.
Come on now. If you're going to ask for something that's, God, I love you. If you're going to ask for something that's going to glorify God, he's going to give you what you haven't asked for.
Yes.
Her healing glorified God.
Yes, it did.
Oh, y'all don't believe me? Jesus said, I have come, I do this so that the Father may be glorified.
That's right.
Everything
Father.
He did on earth was to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
So her healing, because Jesus healed her without even hearing her story, she just said, Lord, I got an issue of blood. Lord, I need you. She didn't say a thing. She touched him. You know what? My mother-in-law, she used to say something to crack me up. And I said, why she always end with that? When she praying, she'd always go, Father God, love. Because guess what? In that touch, you're going to get everything you need. In that touch, come on now, you're going to be made whole if that's what you desire. Now, we got some folks out there, they smoke, they drink, they do all kind of things, and they think, oh, I need a nicotine patch. Oh, I need to go to 12 steps. Oh, I need cash. Oh, I need. You need Jesus. Okay? There's your answer. You need Jesus. Because guess
the
what?
Only one.
She had that issue
Hallelujah.
For 12 years.
12
years. Long years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
when I tell you that was Pastor Kathy, that's why God, oh my goodness, glory to God, that's why God didn't give her no name. So you, everybody under the sound of my voice could put yourself in her place.
Amen.
And understand that if he did it for her, he can do it for you. And you, and you, and you, and he did it for me.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
So,
thank you, God.
The title is, I Got Issues.
Mm-mm.
And you're saying, oh, my goodness, I got so many issues. Lord, I can't even begin to describe all of it. You ain't got to. All you got to do is want it. Do you want it?
That's it.
And do you want it bad enough to believe that he can give it to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay? What you want from God, do you believe you can get it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, guess what? Some people say, but I was wanting so much, and God didn't give it to me, and I believe he was, because, you know, Pastor Kathy, she's crazy like that. I wanted this job over here, and I believe God could do it. I saw getting ready for the job. He didn't give it to me. Because guess what? You got to understand how God works. Even though you want it and you believe, it's got to line up with his word.
Mm.
It has to line up with his word. And inside his word, he says, I know the plans that I have for your life.
Yes.
Right? So since he knows the plans that he has for your life, because you wanted that job, Kathy, that job was not part of his plan. It was part of yours. My goodness, glory to God. So you didn't get it because it wasn't part of his plans. It was part of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask for something and you're believing for what you're asking for, make sure it lines up with God's word, his will, his desire for you.
Yes.
You got the old saints, and I'm talking about these old school saints, and I'm not talking about in age. I mean the ones that literally been believing in God for years. And they'll tell you, they say, yeah, when they start praying, they say, Lord, according to your will, let it be done.
That's right.
Not my will, Lord.
That's
your will. Because
right.
I really
yes,
want it.
Lord.
So
thank you, Lord.
According to your will for my life, let it be done.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not done, then you understand that's not his will for you. Kathy, I kept you from so much. You have no idea all the stuff I done kept you from. But thank you, God. Thank you. I don't even need to know what you kept me from. I'm just glad that you did. Thank you, God. And so when you say, the title is, I Got Issues. Everybody out there is going, oh, my God, he's talking about my issues. He's talking about my issues, and guess what? He's talking about all of your issues, but that's not you talking, right? You're not the one who gave Pastor Kathy this title. God did. So when the title says, I Got Issues, you didn't tell me to say, I got issues, Kathy. Is God still going to love me? Is he going to have mercy on me? Is he going to forgive me? Is he going to take me in anyway? Is he going to create me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me? The answer to that is yes. But that's not you talking. That's God talking.
Amen.
Okay? That you didn't give me that title. God did. So you're not the one saying, I got issues. Although you, and me, we all got issues. But we didn't create this title. God did. So since he said, I got issues, Lord, I thought you were talking about me and my issues and my need to come to you with my issues. And even though I've been smoking for 30 years or even though I've been drinking for 60 years or even though I've been committing adultery for 7 years and even though I'm sick in my body and I've been like this, for 12 years, I can come to you with my issues. The woman with the issue of blood did.
She sure did.
It does not matter what your issue is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to want that issue to be gone. And
yes.
When you are really ready for it to be gone, then you will seek God's faith.
Amen.
And guess what? I just told y'all. You didn't give me this title. God did. God says, I got issues. Because guess what? Here comes, y'all. Here comes. He says, in his word, he's married to the backslider. So since he's married to the backslider, he got issues. Because my daughter's still doing this. My son's still doing that. I'm the one with the issues. Because as long as you got issues and I got you, I got issues. Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Y'all better thank God right now.
Woo. Come on. Thank you, God.
I told y'all, y'all didn't give me the title. He did. He said, yes. I got issues. So that lets us know, since he got issues because you got issues, and because you have issues, and he has you, he has issues. And guess what his biggest issue is? That you won't let him take away yours. Because you said you got issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, as long as you got issues and I got you, then I got issues. But God's biggest issue is you won't let him take away yours. Because, see, guess what he does with his issues? He takes his issues and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness.
Okay.
So every time you reveal to him, my goodness, here's the closing. The woman with the issue of blood, it says she came, she knew that he knew she touched him, so she came and told the whole truth.
Amen.
As soon as you reveal the truth and nothing but the truth about yourself to God, he's going to take your issues, which is really his issues, and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness.
That's right.
Goodness, goodness.
Thank you, God.
You don't have to be stuck with those issues. You're stuck because you never sought out God's help with your issue. Amen. God bless you, God.
Thank you, God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-886. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
This is Tabisha Claiborne. Hey, Miss Kathy. I enjoyed the word. We all have issues. But if we just hold on in our faith, we know that God will get us through, and he never will leave us. He never will forsake us.
Amen.
God bless you, dear heart. Thank you.
Praise be to God. 704-724, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen. 980-417, God bless you, and how are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. And our other two callers left, 716-510 and 704-352. God bless them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. At this time, we are going to have Pastor Kathy come with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am sitting here sweating. I told you I was pouring down rain in here. I'm sitting here sweating like you wouldn't believe. But I bless God, because guess what? There are, when I tell you, God says, all you got to do is keep sowing the seed, sow the seed, sow the seed, sow the seed. I told y'all, there's a good 70s people or whatever on every Thursday. I'm trying to clock in all these people. I'm trying to text everybody, get on, get on, get on, get on, get on. And what blesses me on the day that I don't remember to include a couple of people, they get on anyway. Come on now.
Amen.
Why?
Because
I've been showing those people. I've been sending them those texts every week. So on the day that I forget to include them and they get on, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Don't tell me God won't do it. Yes, he will. We thank God for his word today and everything he shared with us. My goodness.
Lord,
I tell you, there was so much meat in there. There was so much meat in this word. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that he allowed me to be the one to deliver it. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm not worthy to deliver it, but he used me anyway. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For all of you out there that have not given your life to Christ yet, it is never too late. For those of you that are out there that want to come back, you want to, I want to rededicate my life. A lot of times we're looking for the ones who have never given their life to Christ, and we forget about the ones that need to rededicate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to forget anybody. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Amen.
You know what you got to do? You got to come back and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. I did these things against you, oh God.
Yes.
I repent of my sins. I repent, oh God. I know I committed sins against you, and I repent. I do believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. And
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, right now, if you come into my life or you come back into my life, I will put you back in your rightful place. And, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I need you to lead and guide me to a good household of faith. So
yes,
that I can continue to grow in the knowledge of who you are and your purpose for my life. I thank you for all that you've done, God, all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Do it for me right now. Lead and guide me in the direction you have me to go. And Father God, don't let me go on my own. I want to go with you.
Yes, Lord.
I can't do it without you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank
you.
We thank you. And after you pray that prayer, just know that God had his arms open, waiting to wrap them around you and lead and guide
you
into a place of restoration.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To restore you back into wholeness.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Goodness, glory to God.
Thank
precious
you,
and Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you because you reminded us it doesn't matter how long we got to wait. Just keep holding on. My goodness. Trusting that you said you would come and you will come. May not be today. May not be tomorrow. May not be next year. But you are coming.
Yes, you are, Lord.
One thing for sure, you are not a man that you should lie. And because you showed us for 12 years, that lets us know it doesn't matter how long you got to wait. Continue to wait.
Yes.
And in the waiting, let your faith continue to grow. My goodness. Thank you, God, for this word tonight that lets us know. Because we have issues, you have issues because you have us.
Yes, you do, Lord.
And the last thing I want to do is see my parents hurting because of me. I don't want my parents disappointed because of me. So the first thing I got to do is get rid of this issue so that my mom and my dad won't have an issue. Yeah. So we got to let go of these issues. Give them to you once and for all.
Yes.
And allow you to make us whole, oh God.
Yes,
God. Yeah. So
yes,
that you no longer have issues. We thank you for all you've done, doing, and are going to do in each of our lives. Each and every day that you're continuing to lead and guide us in that place, that pathway down righteousness. Thank you. Thank you, God. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name,
Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. God bless you and get some rest. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Good night.
Love you too. And may heaven smile upon you till we meet again. On Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Shalom, everyone, and good night.
Belongs to you. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.